Page 19. A horror story. The Scorpion. This is a story that happened a long time ago. It is about a 13-year-old girl called Kim who disappeared one evening. No one knows what happened to her, except perhaps her older brother, Stephen. This is their story. It's not a nice story. There is no happy ending, and those who are easily scared should beware. It all started when a fair was held in Kim and Stephen's hometown. Of course, Stephen and Kim went to visit the fair with their family. Like all teenagers, they loved all the games and the rides on the roller coaster. They rode one small roller coaster, and Stephen tried throwing beanbags into empty cans. He was very good at it and won a big pink teddy bear, which he gave to Kim. She was very glad and gave it a big cuddle. "It's very soft," she said. A little while later, they came across a small tent with a sign on it that said, "Enter to see your future." Kim and Stephen were very excited and decided to go in. Kim was a bit scared, but Stephen told her it was just for fun and no truth would be told about their future. "We don't believe in that stuff, do we?" he said. Page 20. They entered the tent and saw an old lady. She was a strange, tiny woman with long, wispy grey hair. She wore black clothes that were a bit dirty and torn. She also wore an orange apron. Her skin looked very old and she had warts on her face. She had a very scary expression on her face. The old lady greeted them with a harsh voice, ordering them to sit on small dirty chairs next to a table. "I will tell you everything you want to know about the future, but first you will have to pay me £15, she said. Stephen and Kim thought this was far too expensive, but they were very excited, and their grandmother had just given them both some spending money. They paid the old lady. Page 21. She rubbed her crystal ball and stared into it. Then her face changed, and she became even uglier than before. "I see here that you are not good people and that you are too young to be here. Get out of my tent," she ordered. The old woman pushed them out and told them not to come back. The siblings were shocked and a bit scared. They stood outside the tent for a moment, shaking. After he had calmed down, Stephen told Kim that he was unhappy about the woman's behaviour and ran back into the tent, where he grabbed something that belonged to the old lady. "Give it back! The three wishes will only do you harm," she cried. The children ran as fast as they could and finally they sat down under a tree and laughed at the old lady and her strange behaviour. Stephen reached into his pocket and took out the object he had stolen from the old lady. It was very extraordinary. "Ugh, that's disgusting! What is it?" Kim asked. "I don't know. It looks like a dead scorpion," Stephen replied. The strange lady screamed something about three wishes. "Oh, the three wishes thing," Kim smiled. "That woman sure was weird." "I wish that all the girls in school were crazy about me," Stephen laughed, putting the scorpion back into his pocket. When they had relaxed a bit, the children returned to the carnival and found their parents. They all shared some candy floss and walked home. Kim and Stephen didn't tell their parents about their adventure. Page 22. The next day, when Stephen went to school, he could not get into the school building. The girls were acting very strangely. Their eyes were green and their faces were white. They scratched his face, tore his clothes and pulled his hair. He tried to run, but they were everywhere, acting as if they were completely crazy about him. As he was trying to hide from the girls, he called his sister and told her what was happening. He said she needed to make another wish to undo this disaster. Kim hurried to find the scorpion and said, "I wish Stephen were a nobody." As Kim waited for her brother to return from school, the doorbell rang. The police were outside. The police told Kim and her parents that Stephen had been in an accident on his way home from school and had died. Weeks passed and Kim could not stop thinking about the wish she had made about Stephen. She had to see him again, so she took the scorpion and went to the graveyard where he was buried. As she stood crying by his grave, holding the scorpion, she said, "I wish I could see him again. I need to talk to him." It was raining, and as Kim started to walk home slowly, she heard a noise. She turned around and saw the grave. It was open and empty. Kim screamed and ran home, locking herself in her room. She was in her bed, shaking with fear, when she heard footsteps and the smell of wet mud from the graveyard filled the room. Then she heard knock, knock, knock against the door. Kim has never been seen since.